and Ride with Na Achilli.
Yes, it is. And somebody is saying, I want to know. Mommy, I drank it. My name is Achilli Toko. This is the Afternoon Ride. Very soon, we'll be having a conversation. But did you know something big is coming? Yeah, something big is coming. Joy News Habitat Fair 2026. The change in the air is just fantastic. Now get ready for the Joy News Habitat Fair 2026, your getaway to home ownership and exciting property opportunities. But first, don't miss our mini fair at the Achimota happening from the 14th to the 16th of August 2026. Come and experience amazing offers, connect with industry experts, and take the steps towards owning your dream home. Reserve your spot today. Call Selassie on 0233-233-444. For reservations and inquiries, let me give you the number again, 0233-233-444. When the person picks up, just say, hello, Selassie. Habitat Fair is in... Sorry, the song kind of distracted me a bit. Thank you. Small flash. Habitat Fair is by courtesy of our partners, Drive EVGH, Drive Into a Sustainable Future. Virtual Security Africa, security for all. Aquaba Building Materials, your partner for stronger projects. Lesh Fortune Limited, unleashing luxury with perfection, one space at a time. MTN, everywhere you go. Doormasters, the best indoors. Ayuda, Ghana's number one service app. Abakupe, services bibri. CTEC Ghana Limited, keeping Ghana powered day and night. Said Gorban GH, making the world a better home. Clifton Homes, beautiful homes, wise investment. Habitat Fair 2026, home ownership, a lifetime investment. The Joy News Habitat Fair, get a house, make it a home.
The Afternoon Ride with Na Achilli.
Everyday women across Ghana are transforming lives, building businesses, educating communities, preserving our culture, and driving innovation. Yet many do so without the recognition they deserve. The Ghana Academy of Arts and Sciences is giving you the opportunity to celebrate these remarkable women through the Ghana Academy of Arts and Sciences Women's Awards. If you know a woman who's
impact deserves national recognition, whether in education, excellence, entrepreneurship, community leadership, health, technology, environmental stewardship, creative arts, or any of the other award categories. Now is the time to honor her. To nominate anyone, visit www.gaas-gh.org to download the nomination form and help honor Ghana Unsung Heroines. Nominations close on Friday, 14th August 2026. For further information, please call 0302-772-002. So in a few minutes, we'll be having a conversation. One of my colleagues joined me this afternoon. You hear her voice, Mune. This girl has been enjoying Ghana, eh? Chale! Corporate Ghana, this is your invitation to the biggest sporting showdown of the year. On Saturday, 29th August 2026, the University of Ghana Stadium comes alive as companies from across the country battle for bragging rights at the Joy Sports Invitational Tournament 2026. So whether you're scoring goals on a football pitch, stepping up for the CEO penalty shootout, showing your power in arm wrestling, racing in the lime and spoon or sack race, pulling your team to victory in the tug of peace, or taking part in the female penalty shootout, one thing is guaranteed. You're going to have an unforgettable time and an unforgettable day. And before the competition begins, get your body moving with our exciting aerobic sessions from 6 a.m. So rally your colleagues, wear your company colors, and come ready to compete, laugh, network, and create memories. Now, to register your company, call or WhatsApp Slevin on 0242-2376-445. 0242-376-445. The Joy Sports Invitational Tournament 2026. Let's compete, connect, and celebrate the true spirit of corporate Ghana. Joy Sports Invitational Tournament is proudly sponsored by Toyota Ghana, Ayuda, Minerals Commission, Latex Foam. Gonna be an awesome time. Rainy might end up playing football though. That's his two left legs now. A super happy birthday to, like, so many people. First one is Bishop Eddie Fabian of Lighthouse Chapel International and Daniel Onyekachi, formerly of Chapel of Triumph. Then two, Madame Julian Asante, head teacher of Paul Methodist A School. And then Mr. Kweku Aqua Harrison of ICGC Kum Kopik. Copycat. And Jocelyn Tete inside Pukwasa, God bless you all. That's coming from Jonas Gutap Tenkrine. So let's get into our conversation. Let me share with you what the lady sent to us. She says, "Dear Andy and Na, I'm a 32-year-old woman. I honestly don't know where to begin because my life has taken a turn I never expected. I got married when I was 21 years old to a man who was 58 at the time. He was much older than me, but my family accepted the marriage because they were concerned about me having children outside marriage." Girl. So the marriage was arranged and I moved into his home. For the first few years, things were not necessarily bad. My husband was financially comfortable and I had everything I needed. We eventually had two children together. But after 4 years, then he was around 63, things changed. He became sexually weak and our intimate life practically came to an end. Although I had everything materially, I felt emotionally empty. I was young and I wanted companionship, affection, and intimacy. I began feeling lonely in my own marriage. That was when I met another man. He was younger, handsome, and very nice to me. We became close, started dating, and eventually became intimate. Unfortunately, my husband passed away last year. After his death, this young man came back into my life. We started seeing each other again and eventually he moved into the family house. He told me he would take care of my two children as though they were his own. I believed him. I accepted him because I thought I had finally found someone who would love me and also accept my children. My late husband had left behind a reasonable inheritance, so financially the children and I were not completely stranded. I also work hard to support the family. But our relationship has been full of problems. We quarrel, we separate, I plead with him, and we reconcile. This has happened several times. Recently, after we had reconciled, I went through his phone. I discovered that he had met another woman and was seriously dating her. From the conversation, I saw he was planning to marry her this September. I woke him up and confronted him about it. We talked and he became angry and eventually left. Now I'm completely heartbroken. What hurts me most is not that he wants to marry someone else. I'm also afraid of that. It's not only because he wants to marry someone else. I'm also afraid of what my life will become without him. I keep asking myself, who will want me again? Who will accept me with two children? Who will genuinely take care of us? I feel like my chances of finding love again are very small because I already have two children. Andy and I'm 32 years old. I don't want to spend the rest of my life begging someone to stay with me. But at the same time, I am scared of letting him go because I don't know what is happening for me outside this relationship. Please help me. Well, please keep your messages coming through. I want to know what you think about this. Meanwhile, I have two people sitting with me. Nanaja.
Ma.
Eh?
Ma.
Kilo de.
Ma.
Fire.
This girl.
How are you?
Strength and hope.
Jaja be my strength and hope.
Exactly.
In times like this, when I feel like nobody will want me. Jaja be my. Hi, Jazzy.
Hey.
Jazzy's been with us for the past 5 weeks and she's had an amazing time. Yes. Jazzy will tell me, I'll come in the afternoon and never show up. But she's here today.
I'm sorry.
And today she actually came early.
I know, right? I was so proud of her.
I was looking forward to today.
So. You're looking forward to today. Yeah. But I'm glad you're sitting here today. You can share with us. You know, I like the free-spirited person that you are. So you can share your thoughts with us. She's a little afraid that she can't speak her mind. But you're safe. Don't worry. Let's get into the conversation, Jazzy. You want to go wash? Let mommy go.
Let her go first.
No, you go first, please.
No.
Okay, she said she wanted to see
the
level.
Set the tone.
Mommy, you set the tone for her.
You know, I always come guns blazing. My first statement is that this lady is not serious.
Why are you shed?
No, because at 30, what? 32. What makes you think your life is over? You are even lucky you have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Your husband didn't leave you penniless.
Mm-hmm.
He's left you with something substantive.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of you to focus on your life and your kids,
mm-hmm.
you are there looking for man. Oh, not to say men are not important, but at the end of the day, I feel like she needs to set her priorities right. The first mistake was even cheating on your husband. And I always say this, people need to be very honest with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I, for one, have always said a long-distance relationship is off the table. I know the kind of person I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I want to be able at 1 a.m. I'm going through something. I want to be able to pick up a phone and call my man that I'm coming over. Or can you come over? You know, yeah. It's not even about intimacy. It's just about the fact that you're in the same space with somebody you love.
You can talk to them.
You can talk to them. So long distance relationship.
I'm fine,
mommy. I know myself and I've accepted it. You know the kind of person you are. You know that intimacy is of utmost importance to you in a relationship. Why then do you marry somebody with that huge age gap, knowing very well that a few years down the line, intimacy is going to become an issue for you in your marriage?
Yeah.
And that led you to cheat. You see, a lot of people are not honest with themselves, and they end up bringing problems to their lives. It's different from saying, and so you do not work on your bad character. No, that is not what I'm saying. No, you know, sometimes people use that as an excuse that,
yeah, to misbehave.
Oh, that's how I am. And so, no, that is not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you should know what you can and cannot handle. You cannot tell me that, oh, I like going out. And somebody comes to ask you, like somebody comes to propose to you, and this person does not like women who drink,
mm-hmm.
does not like women who club,
mm-hmm.
does not like women who like to party,
mm-hmm.
and you are all these things, and for whatever reason you decide to say yes to this person's proposal,
mm-hmm.
then a couple of months or a few years down the line you want to come and cry wolf. Right from the beginning you knew if you are not ready to change, don't enter into this relationship.
True that.
And that is why I say this lady is not serious. Because she cannot tell us that she didn't know from the start that this is the kind of person I am.
But she said something in the letter that she sent, that her family gave her up to the man. Like, they agreed on the relationship.
Now, if she didn't...
Wait, hold on. They were afraid that she'd have children out of wedlock. That part alone speaks volumes to me. He said, I got married when I was 21, and he said he was much older, but my family accepted the marriage because they were concerned about me having children outside marriage. That means that...
And that is why I'm saying, you should know who you are. And at the end of the day, her family would not have agreed to the marriage if she didn't say she wanted it.
Definitely.
My issue is not even with the early marriage. My issue is with the choice of partner.
Okay.
Knowing who you are. Because clearly she sounds like a very sexual person.
Sexually
active. And that is not a sin. That is just who she is. You cannot take that away from her. There are some people who like to express their emotions like that. And I don't have a problem with that. My problem is knowing the kind of person you are. And then going for another man with this wide age gap. You don't need a prophet to tell you that a couple of years down the line, intimacy is going to become an issue in this relationship.
Definitely.
You don't need a prophet. It's not rocket science. She put herself in this situation. Her first mistake was even cheating on your husband. That one is a no-no. I would say it anywhere on any platform. It's a no-no. And now the unfortunate has happened. The man has passed on. You are lucky he's left you with a sizable something.
That you guys have.
That you can, you can fall on and then get your life back together. Why are you chasing after a man who is obviously using you, for lack of a better word?
Okay.
For lack of a better term. Because that is how I see it. It's like, yeah, she has money, she's available, so make we do. But I don't see a future with her.
Yeah. He moved into the house too.
Yeah. Exactly. He's a leech. Oh, nah. You know me, I'm unfiltered.
Yes, ma.
No, I don't know. Get the story. And you see, I always say that some of these things is born out of low self-esteem.
Yeah.
It's born out of the fact that probably growing up, she didn't have that love that she should have gotten from parents. And so there's always that need for external validation.
Yeah.
Whether from a romantic partner, from platonic relationships, whatever it is. You always want to feel wanted.
Yeah.
So my advice to her is, she needs to focus on herself.
Yes, you do.
If she needs to get into therapy, and I would forever be an advocate for therapy, because I know how it's helped me.
Yes, ma'am.
If you need to get into therapy to work on your self-worth, because at the end of the day, you do not need external validation to feel loved or to make you feel like you are worth it. Because that's the vibe she's giving me. So I would say that, she should excuse herself from whatever it is that she has going on with this man. If it is the sex, that is good, my love. There's always better out there. Yeah.
How you take note?
Oh, there's always better.
How you take note that one?
There's always.
I think there's a fear of the unknown, and people have to deal with that most of the time.
See,
I think it's the fear of being alone.
Yes, and let me just quickly wrap up my comment. That fear of unknown is something that cripples a lot of people. I told you how I quit my previous job before coming here.
Yes, you did.
Before I got to that point, trust me, I used to think about it. So what if I stop and I don't get a new job?
Yeah.
So what if this? But then one day I woke up and I told myself,
girl,
you would never know what the future holds if you don't take that bold step.
Yes, ma'am.
I know it's hard, it's difficult, but trust me, you would never know what the future holds until you take that bold step. Mm. And what's the worst that can happen?
I know.
Like, literally, what's the worst that can happen?
Starting all over again, it's not a big deal.
A lot of people have started over again, and they even did better than they were before.
Yeah.
So I need people to understand that, yes, that fear is there. Granted, your feelings are valid. But try and overcome it. Mm-hmm. And that is why I started by saying she needs to do away with that mentality that her life is over.
It's not.
You are just 32. People get married at 47, 50. Yesterday, I was watching Alpha Hour, mm-hmm. and a lady gave a testimony. She got married at the age of 47.
Wow.
Yes. At 32, the fact that you have kids, it does not mean your life is over.
No.
People have grown up children, and they still end up getting married. The most important thing is you work on yourself. You place value and worth on yourself. And a man who sees, once you place that value on yourself, other people would begin to see it.
Yeah.
And a man who is deserving of that value would come into your life.
Yeah, I like that statement.
Until you place that value on yourself, you keep on attracting these kind of people.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I want to feel loved, and so anything goes.
Broken things attract broken and
people.
Messed up things, yes.
The first person who smiles at you, oh, hi, how are you? Nah,
they like me. Yeah.
Please, my love.
Pick me.
My love, please.
Yeah.
Focus on yourself. At this moment, that relationship is not what you need.
Not at all.
And what are you even teaching your children? It seems I'm talking too much. I'm taking the issue personal.
Like, it seems like you and Jazz are, you know, so like, so bound.
I think we have similar views. Mm-hmm. But
so
let
me just end here.
I think that not only is it the fear of being alone, but it's also being uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Like, this person knows me. They've seen the bad parts of me. They've seen the good parts of me. We've been through so much together, and it's comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that's a good thing. Like, eventually you get too comfortable. And it's okay to be uncomfortable. Usually that's when growth happens.
Yeah.
And also, again, about the kids, like you were saying, I think maybe she was raised by a mom who relied on male validation or was always in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that teaches your kids to be independent. And I think that's the lesson. Like, you should be focusing on your kids right now. You're single, you're free,
mm-hmm.
You're not financially in a problem either.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you're free. Like, why don't you travel? Why don't you spend time with your kids? Why don't you focus on yourself? Build relationships with women. Like, that honestly has helped so much in breakups, is hang out with girlfriends. Like, go on dates with girlfriends. Go on solo dates. Like romanticize your life. Like, hang out with your kids.
Romanticize your... Spend time alone. Get to know the new...
Love yourself.
Pamper yourself.
And you never know if you actually like someone if you're depending on them either.
Yeah.
Even if it's for emotional support.
Yeah. I like that. I think we tend to do that a lot as women. Like, you know, because there's nobody come, because you entertain somebody's conversation, you feel that you actually like them. But when you take
them
a step away from them, you realize that,
they weren't even
ain't all
good.
That.
They're ugly, low key.
Like, you realize that.
They are not all that.
Sometimes you see somebody, you used to have a crush, and you take a step, like, what was I looking at?
What was
also,
I thinking?
So when you travel, you realize there's attractive men everywhere, too.
This girl, she likes Ghana, she wasn't.
You see what I said? There's always better out there.
Hey, I take do that on.
It was revealed to me.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Flesh and blood did not.
Spiritually. But you see, I'm still concerned about the part that she put, that, you know, her parents, you know, accepted it because they were worried that she'd get children out of marriage. That speaks volumes.
Also, she was only 21.
Yes.
You don't have to get married.
Yes.
You don't have to have kids yet.
I'm trying to wonder what was happening at that time that her parents felt the need that at 21, she should be married to a 58-year-old man. Was it... How inappropriate would a 21-year-old be that you'd be so quick to push her into something like that? So the marriage was arranged.
No, the marriage wasn't arranged, though.
They accepted it.
She carried a man go house.
No, you don't carry him.
She carry him go.
You sure say carry him?
Yes. It wasn't an arranged marriage. That was why I said that. It's not like her parents forced her to get married. No. She sends the man home and her parents agreed.
Okay, probably she was dating him.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't want her to get married. So better still, let's get them married. But
it's like, I tell my parents that I want to get married. And then my dad says, why do you want to get married? Or something like that. And then eventually they're like, you know what? I think I agree. Let's let you get married.
Especially when you're dating the person.
They didn't want shame. It could also be the fact that maybe the man was also helping them financially. You know, there are two sides of the coin.
Yes.
It could also be that.
Yeah. So they pushed her into it.
But you make your own decisions.
Huh?
I don't think anyone can push you into...
Hello?
Hello.
This is Africa.
Can you hear me?
No, but this is Africa. Some parents will allow you to make a decision. Some parents too will just, you know.
But she said it wasn't arranged, I thought.
No, that means she was dating the person. I wanted
to
understand that statement carefully, because why would your parents be so quick to say they were worried that you'd get pregnant out of wedlock? But until you reveal the part that she went with the person on her own, that possibly she was dating a 58-year-old man, and her parents said, okay, fine, then let's get you married, because if you're dating that kind of man,
and then maybe their parents know she's a wild child.
Well,
it could also be, you know.
Yeah, that's the part I was worried about. That means you were really flying
past. You were wilding.
Let me move to Shed. Shed is it. Good afternoon to you, Shed.
Good afternoon, AJ, and my comrades.
You know. Your comrades?
Yes, please.
Since when did I become a comrade?
Okay, good afternoon, AJ, and my beautiful wives, you know.
Please, your wife.
So you, what do you want me
you
to...
You can never be right in the heights of a woman.
Okay, so good afternoon, AJ, and my wife's sisters. Rivals.
Wait.
Sandra's rival.
Yes.
Sandy, good afternoon. How are you, darling? Shed.
Yeah.
This situation, 2158.
2158,
32,
yeah.
Two kids.
Okay, you know, AJ, I can't start without giving shout-outs, you know.
Definitely, please go ahead.
Shout-outs to my godfather and the Dusty. Thanks for the win, Charlie. We all won.
Yeah,
we all won.
It was beautiful.
It was
though.
Very beautiful.
I'm super stoked.
Yes.
But if he comes here without my chocolates, me and
that him, is the point.
We
that
do
is it.
One Togo jeans, three rounds.
And happy birthday, Mary. Mary's a birthday. Happy birthday. Enjoy your day. And I love you so much. Shed loves you so much. Hit loves you so much. We love you. Mary.
Mm. Okay. Shed, the love Shed, is flying.
Shed has never told us that he loves us before.
Oh, AJ, don't I say it behind the scene?
Why AJ, should it be behind you. The
AJ,
scene?
AJ, I love you. Fabri, I love you so much. Fabri, I love you so much.
Okay.
The girl doesn't deserve both men.
Where is that one to coming from?
Yeah. So the girl doesn't deserve both men.
Why?
I love that question. Okay. So people get married because they have to enter into it, right?
Yeah.
The lady got married because family said she should.
Yeah.
The fact that you can't even make that decision for yourself clearly even tells that you're not ready for marriage, because marriage comes with responsibilities. And the platform of every responsibility is the ability to be able to make decisions for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So if people are making decisions for you, that clearly tells that you're not even ready for marriage.
Your child.
So she didn't deserve the man in the first place.
One.
So I'm even sure that out of her irresponsibility, that is what even killed the man. It may be a stand to be corrected. But when you're dating when you're dating a partner who is irresponsible, the responsibility should be halfway. The moment one is irresponsible, then
one person
bears all the responsibilities, yes, which will kill you faster. There are a lot of men who are impotent today because the stress on them is too much. Depression is killing a lot of these, you know. I'll mention it.
Mm-hmm.
Depression is killing a lot of these.
I know, I understand.
A lot of these. Mm-hmm. So
there's no need to stress on it, Shed.
We understand.
We get it. Oh, so let's go on.
Okay, so the lady doesn't deserve the old man in the first place because she went in not out of love, but because she was asked to. Now, she doesn't deserve the second guy, and the second guy made the good decision for himself, because no man who want to marry a woman who can cheat on the husband. Switch tells us that if this guy should marry this lady, a time to come, if things get very worse for this guy, she will cheat on him. So the lady doesn't deserve both men.
I understand.
So instead of trying to be with a man who has worked on himself and knows the worth and the value of being with a real woman, which I won't say you are not one or you are one, but you know yourself. Work on yourself so that instead of trying to choose a man you love, a man who loves you will choose you.
That's the key.
Yeah. So the lady that doesn't deserve any man on earth, until she understands that I have to be able to bear responsibilities for myself, no man will choose me.
Let me come to this. Somebody will say, responsibility is care. She's working, she's been taking care of her children, but can you go in depth to talk about what kind of responsibilities we're talking about? Because what you said here is deep.
Yeah.
The fact that you need to find value, put value in yourself, self-worth. But when you say in a relationship, when one person is irresponsible, what are we talking about?
Okay. Now, the first red flag of a man is not when the man can't take care of you. It's when the man tells you that my mother said I shouldn't do it. It's a red flag. So the first, for you to know that people are responsible, they try to take take for staffs. No, I did it. Okay, I did this.
Accountability.
Accountability. When people can give accountability, they can't be accountable for staffs. Even if AJ, even if you should slap me today, you didn't do it. I coached it. What did I do? What kind of relationship do I have with you that you'll be able to gather that courage to be able to slap me?
To hit you, yeah.
So instead of, I think I said something here last week, instead of attacking the reaction,
check
attack
the action.
So the issue here is not the reaction, it's the action.
It's the action.
So before blaming this guy for wanting to marry in September, ask yourself, what did I do for him to take such a decision? Because I am just like that lady he wants to marry. Let's forget about the kids. There are people who are, excuse my language, born six and they have perfect marriages.
Yeah.
Why? Because they realize that I was the fault and I have to treat that fault before I get into another relationship. Look, if this guy leaves and you find another man whom you think loves you so much, if you don't treat that thing,
he'll leave.
He will not even marry in September. He will marry tomorrow.
Or he would even be married and he'll just be...
That is the point.
True.
So the lady doesn't deserve any man because she doesn't know how to even make decisions for herself.
True that.
And if you can't make decisions for yourself, people will make decisions for you.
For you, yeah.
So the lady doesn't deserve any man. If the guy is going to get married, he should let the guy go. Because this guy will never respect what they both have. Because to the guy, he's dating
a child.
A child.
He's not even, and I don't even think he's.
And then apart from a child, apart from a child, you are dating someone who will never erase it from his mindset that you guys started from you committing adultery to a relationship.
Oh. So wait, hold up. The women that cheat on boyfriends with other guys that they like and husbands with other people they like, the men they end up cheating with, they don't take them serious.
Nah, it's just like if somebody, for example, I'm a man and Jazzy knows I have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I move to her and she accepts. Do you think I'll take her seriously?
No.
Because she knows I have a woman in my life. You've allowed yourself, so why not?
You get it.
You get it. That's how it works.
And the point is, he said he found a nice looking guy. Not a man I loved, but a nice.
He's nice. He said you take care of me.
And he's good in men.
He's good in belt.
Mm.
So if he's giving you all these stuff which you excluded marriage, why are you complaining? You didn't ask for marriage. He's taking care of your kids, right? He's still keeping you warm on bed. On and in bed. So what is your problem? It's not as if you asked for, you know, a marriage and now he's not giving
or
you
like
marriage.
A serious relationship.
That is the point.
You went with games, so that just play along.
Game of Thrones.
You understand?
Now, and then another side of the story is, for all you know, this guy is even with the lady before. Out of pity. You lost your husband. You're really heartbroken. You know what?
Let me come home,
take care of you, and take care of you. I get in the point. So the guy may be living with this lady out of pity.
Hey,
that is the main reason why he has the guts to even leave the house.
Yeah, because
I don't know.
I'm doing you a favor. You won't keep quiet and
I get in the point. Because
see,
what,
it's true, now,
apart from guilt, one of the highest things which makes people apologize is love.
Yeah,
that is when I know, AJ, you are wrong, but I'm still apologizing to you. Why? Because I love you. I don't want to lose you. Not out of guilt. You may be wrong, but I'll be apologizing. That is why in relationship, when two mature people meet, one apologizes not because they are wrong, but because they want to keep the relationship.
Yeah,
I'm done.
They want to keep the peace.
Yeah.
Sister, this one, they don't talk everything. But you see, in conversations with therapists, I always say we should everybody, you know, try and you know, go for therapy.
Yeah.
It's not about the fact that book one session, because as human beings, we deal with a lot on a daily basis. There are things that traumatize us that we push under the carpet like it is nothing.
Yeah.
But if you're speaking to someone, somebody will say, "Now, therapist, crying." Yeah, they all have problems.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a place where you can have a sounding board. You're talking to someone, and the person is asking you the questions that you are afraid
to be asked.
You're afraid of asking yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The person will help you get clarity and be honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have these things, talking about worth, auntie, yes, you are 21 when you got married. Fine,
mm-hmm.
we're not. Guilt, we're not guilt shame, whatever. Yeah. We're not trying to
me. I am. Until why would you be 21 and get married to a 58 whatever year old man?
Lucy,
no,
the lady, wait, let me land my point.
Let me finish. But you see, no matter what has happened, we all make mistakes.
Yeah.
Now, in this situation where you were, I said something earlier, and then my manager agreed with me, broken people, when you're broken, at that point, if you're vulnerable and you're desperate for attention and love, so you're going to attract all sorts of things. And that's at that point, you are caught up in your emotions.
Yeah.
So you open up to everything.
You understand me? So right now, what you have with him is not a solid relationship. And like Jazzy said, you're comfortable because you're familiar with it and you've done something with the person.
Mm-hmm.
So you feel like they want you. But honey, it was just Game of Thrones, the first round.
Yeah.
The second round is now Game of Thrones chapter 2, season, and then season 14. You've opened that one. But honey, you are 32. I'm 40.
I'm still
having the time of my life, though. You understand me? We put too much pressure on ourselves with age. I'm getting old. Girl, have you seen me? I don't even look my age. Honey, if you take good care of yourself, if you heal properly, mentally, emotionally, physically, you would realize that you keep growing younger, backwards.
Mm-hmm.
So you need, and then your children can bring so much light. Like you said, spend time with your children. They will bring a side of you that it will shock you. So this thing that you're, there's usual parts, no? Close your legs.
Yeah.
And heal.
Yeah.
Because when you're having sex with someone, you can't actually heal.
You cloud your judgment.
Oh. Everywhere you're thinking that it's just the thing that is very nice. And you're thinking that you're not in love.
Yeah.
You're not in love.
Yeah.
You're not in love. 32, sweetheart, you have so much ahead of you. Eh?
Yeah.
You're working. What do you want to do next to yourself? Do you want to go to school? Honey, you have money. You have a home. There are people whose husbands died and left them with absolutely nothing. The kind of struggle they have to go through. At 32, two kids. That's nothing.
Yeah.
You should be proud of yourself. You've done good. Yeah, you made a mistake with cheating. Let's let it go.
Yeah.
We make mistakes. Now rise up to the occasion. Pick yourself up. Dash yourself up. We are all afraid of what will happen tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We are all afraid of what will happen on Friday. Jazzy says she wants to go and braid her hair. She was scared of braiding her hair. She said we're going to think about something. But you get me. But you find people along the line by tomorrow who encourage you.
Yeah.
Sweetheart, you need to circle yourself, like surround yourself with the right people.
Yeah.
The things that they're saying right now might sound harsh, but it's the truth. You need to be told. Get to know yourself. Fall in love with who you are. Someone said, I read it somewhere, it was a research work, that every decade, every 5 years, every year, we become different people based on experience, based on trauma. So get to know the new you. 32, what do you want to do? You want to lose weight? Do you want to? There are so many ways of going about it. What do you want to start a new business on the side? Honey, I'm not saying men are not important. They very much are. And for every young man who's also thinking, you are thinking about Eve and Adam. When you have so much potential,
mm-hmm.
there's so much you haven't still discovered yet. Guy.
32 is young. Oh.
Hey. Now, somebody who married at 47.
AJ, to add to what?
And somebody who married for the first time at 38.
Mm-hmm.
I know someone. 38.
You are lucky. 32. You have given birth to two.
Honestly.
The last time I was telling you something, like at the back there.
Uh-huh.
Charlie, if I were to be in her shoes, by God's grace, my husband has left me money.
Auntie. Oh,
the world is not ready for me.
Jasmine, there, we know she will travel the world.
The world is not ready for me.
Yeah.
Because there's a cushion. And I just wanted to say something before you
invest
come
invest the
me.
Money.
Invest in yourself. Invest in your kids. Build yourself up. And then, as you rightly mentioned, the damage has already been caused.
Yeah.
marrying at 21 to a 58 year, that age gap should have never have happened. It shouldn't have happened. And that is why
I don't get it. How?
That's what I was saying when you, and that is why I was advocating for. No.
Like, how wrong is it? Like
the
how
age
wrong?
Gap.
Yeah.
21
and 58. No, it doesn't matter. Very wrong.
No.
Bro. You shared, please let me land. Okay, let me land. And that is why I was advocating for therapy. Because you see, all these things stem from somewhere. And there are certain trauma that you suffer from that you don't even know until you talk to a therapist. And as you rightly mentioned, they probe.
Yeah.
They ask you the right questions. And then you sit down and you're like, it's true. Mm-hmm. No wonder I behave the way I do.
No wonder
I took this decision. No wonder I did this. No wonder I did that. So please, if you are, I know you are listening because obviously you brought this story. The first step for you, book a therapy session. Go talk to a therapist. They would help you unravel all these layers, help you work on yourself, and you can move on. Because whether you like it or not, that marriage should not have happened. If it was maybe a 35-year-old woman and then an older man with that same age gap, it's not right, but it's permissible.
Yeah.
But then 21 and 50, you are a baby yourself.
She's not ready.
What is that thing that they call? Their frontal lobe is not 25. Even fully developed.
Come again.
Even 25 says. Come on.
25 is when your brain fully develops.
Develops. 21.
No.
That is why, Shed, you said it yourself, that certain kind of response, when you're in a relationship with someone, a marriage, not a relationship, but a marriage with someone, and then you have to bear all the responsibility. What did you say happens? It kills the other person quickly.
No.
So like you said here, rightly said, now probably the man had to bear all the responsibilities because she was a bit immature. Of course. She
was 21. I want to go and have fun with my girls. I have to come and cook for grandpa and then put his medication beside grandpa. Food.
Look, AJ.
I'm not coming today.
AJ, the reason why I don't want to agree with the age factor.
Kilo de.
Look, there are people who are 18 and they act as though they are 50 years.
Because of traumatic experience.
Yeah. And Shed, it still doesn't make it right.
There's a power in
it. So wait. 18 and 58. Shed,
will you allow your 21-year-old sister to get married to a 58-year-old?
Don't mind him.
Can I talk?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Look, there are 30-year-old men today. Excuse my language. We are on air. But they have to take aphrodisia just because of their system. Yet a 60-year-old man is going
good
on
shape.
Let's forget about the age. Look, there are people. Look, AJ. Look, if not for you telling me today that you are 40, I thought you are just a year older than me. What are you talking about? Look, age is just a number.
Yes,
it is. Look, if you take very good care of yourself, forget about the age.
No.
I don't know what the man was doing, but there is a possibility even the lady could have maybe died earlier than the man just because of health factor. Look, there are people. Let's forget about the age.
No, I think Shed is misunderstanding my point.
No, he's trying to make a different point. He's trying to say that at 21, there's some people who are even 21 and matured. And
that is the point. It depends on what you've gone through.
But Shed, it still doesn't make it right.
Uh-huh. But our case study, the age difference, the experiences, Charlie,
the problem here is not the age difference. It was the girl's choice. She didn't even know why she was going into the marriage. There are people who are 19.
And the age difference plays a factor. That's what you are refusing to see.
There are women who are 35 years who are still getting into marriage because of money.
Of course.
So it's not about the age. It's about the mindset.
But at that age, like you said, I'm not talking about other people. You see, I know you're talking generally.
Yeah.
But I'm skewing it to who we are talking about. With her parents saying that, she's saying that her parents allowed it because they were afraid she was going to get married, have children out of wedlock. Like you said, she can't make decisions for herself. She was told, okay, go. Then she jumped. The way she went in a relationship, her focus was the fact that she's young. Intimacy. When it died, problem with that. That should tell you that she was sexually or hyperly sexually active. You understand?
Yeah.
There are some women that you die, you not die, you not consign them because some men who say their wives will have sex with them once a week, twice a month. There are some people who are not hyperactive when it comes to sexuality and stuff like that. At her age, she wanted to experience things. You understand me?
That's the
problem there. So for her and the 58-year-old man, 21, And she don't enfam mamisa.
Even generally cry enfam mamisa. We shouldn't encourage those things. That's what
me encourage
I'm
what? Me, my issue here is that I don't care about the age, like the age you want to get married, whether a 70-year-old man, whether a 60-year-old. At the end of the point, make sure you know marriage and you know yourself so well before you get into it.
He's not trying to be judgmental.
That is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And then apart from that, don't get married to a man because you need him. Get married to a man because he needs you.
Oh, like that one.
That is when he will value you.
Jazz, you look confused. What's going on?
Well, when you're 21, you just don't know yourself enough to even make that decision. And there's a power imbalance. Someone who's 58, he could have a kid her age.
Yes.
Right.
She just probably she's probably not even done with university if she was even in university.
Yeah.
You know, but it still doesn't, like, it's still not a point for you not to get into marriage.
No, but he's had a career, he's had kids, he's probably been married before. Mm-hmm. She hasn't had any of that. She probably has been in, like, one or two relationships ever. So I don't think it's a good decision to for someone with that age gap to get married.
Yeah, 21.
There's a power imbalance.
No. But there's a possibility there are people who are even 20 years and they know themselves. They've set up a business for themselves.
But that doesn't mean that
they know themselves. So.
And there are people who are 50 years, they don't even know what is experience?
What
is experience? Success is an experience.
No. What is experience?
You can get rich at 20. That doesn't mean you know yourself at all. Yeah. Are you saying you're the same person you were when you were 20?
We have so many case studies.
She has a question for him. No, answer the question.
Are you the same person you were when you were 20?
No, answer the question.
What I'm saying will answer her question.
No, answer it.
I will answer it.
No, answer it.
What is experience? Experience are lessons learned from your hardship, not what you've gone through.
The old man
may be 58. No, there are things you've learned through your hardship. The old man may be 58 years, but no experience. Like, what are you talking about?
I get he's
Life
trying to.
Experience.
No, like what I'm trying to tell you is that there are people who are 60 years, they've not learned anything.
But have you, are you the same person you were when you were 21?
No. And I'll never be the same person when I'm 30, and I'll never be the same person when I'm 60, which means then let me wait till I get to 100 before I get married.
No. That's why I was saying Shed was misunderstanding
what we are saying.
What I'm trying to say here is that first find yourself.
Yeah, stressing him out.
No, find yourself. Know values. When you know values, even when you are 40 years, even if you are 16 years, you know how to relate.
But not everybody knows values at 21.
That is why we should teach them before they get to
that's what we're trying to say.
Now, my point is, even if you know the values at 21,
you're still not ready.
It is not healthy to have that large age gap. Even research says it. Like, let's be real.
No, let's forget about research.
Research exists for us to draw.
Let's forget about research.
No, we cannot forget about research.
But Bills, will you allow somebody 21 to marry someone 58? 21. Oh,
thank you.
Thank you, sir.
No.
Thank you.
No, it's wrong.
Age gap is too much.
It's too much.
He said it's too much.
Let's forget about the age gap. There are people who are...
Kilo,
we cannot forget about...
I turn off your microphone. Let me read my message. I can just stress him. Shed, you know your big sister loves you, right?
I know you love me, but can you just understand?
No.
Whether it's 1 minute, I'm so older than you. Good afternoon, good night to you, Papa. Yeah, I do matter. I'm laughing. One of my very good friends.
Yeah.
He says that even if it's 5 seconds, he's older than me.
Yeah.
Even if it's three seconds.
A second.
He's still big brother. Mm-hmm. I say Moshe about this. You can't take it. Yeah. That's why I'm doing the same thing to you.
It's fine.
But I'm not taking away from your argument.
Yeah.
You know me, mommy. Everybody and what they think and what they believe. I don't like shoving my beliefs and stuff on people. Yeah. If you agree with me, fine. If you feel that at 21 you're okay and ready to date and be with a 58-year-old man, I do not mind.
Yeah.
But I think culturally, age-wise, experiences, depth is too huge of a gap.
The experience is what I don't
honey, that's my thoughts.
Okay.
I agree with you too. If you have experiences, you know value, you are successful at certain things that you've done, mm-hmm. you can go ahead. That's your opinion. That's mine. Yeah. Opinions are like noses. Everybody got them, right? Yeah, but Jazz says at 21, dear.
Ah.
Good afternoon. Now, please tell my dear sister to let him go. The guy is not serious. Please focus on your life and take care of your children. You will eventually find a good man. Efo Maoli from La Paz. Efo, good afternoon to you. Beloban said you should still... You could still find a husband at your age. And it's true. Find somebody worthy of you. Vinolia. Enam. Inshra says, just let him go. Never force a man to love you, because love comes genuinely. Believe in yourself and love yourself more. Unless you don't believe in the power of God, there's nothing impossible for God. He will bring the man who will accept you and the kids, a man who will love you genuinely without begging him to. Build your relationship with God first. I love that statement. Have faith and pray towards it. Remember, you are a woman of substance. I love that. You are a woman of substance. Yeah. You're just not seeing your value. You're so fixated on that tiny problem about intimacy and feeling lonely. Honey, sometimes when the best is supposed to come out of you is when you need to be alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
You need to be alone, because in solitude, that's where greatness is brought out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this one that you're worried about, Kobe Bini. I'm sorry, I take it back. As you're worried about Adam. it's not necessary. Think about what you want to do. Do you want to sell clothes? You want to travel around the world like Jasmine right now? You want to do Dirty December?
You want to go shopping?
You want to go home? Or you want to go to Homo? Hey, to my God, people. My people in
Tishila. We are coming.
Jamestown, Odogono, Koligono, Pokini, Kilonso, Pokwasi, Osu. I grew up in Osu.
Jamestown.
That's where my mom comes from. Afio, Lante Jawebi.
Afio
Baninawa. Many the Ajinkpa will me. That's where I come from in La. Afio, it's Homo. So I gotta greet my people.
Afio.
My God. But this has been a great conversation. Yeah. An eye opener. I think the ladies, we need to work on ourselves.
Yeah.
Both genders. Honestly.
Yeah. I like how you put it.
Yeah.
If you don't know who you are, then you don't deserve to be with anybody, especially a man who knows his value.
Yeah.
And if you don't find who you are and place value on yourself, people will toy with you.
Yeah. Ah.
And you think, men, dear, all of them are in the same class. They are all in class one. They're having, honey. Probably you should look to yourself, because when you stretch out your hand, their thumb is always pointing at you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We should also check ourselves.
Yeah.
Mama Queen, in solitude is when greatness is formed and shaped. When they put gold through the process, does gold go with other things?
It goes alone.
It goes alone.
Yeah.
And through the fire,
yeah,
a lot of things are shaped out. So when you said she hates to be uncomfortable, that when you're uncomfortable, that is when greatness comes out of you. Sweetheart, there's nothing wrong with you. You're not going to beg anybody. I am begging you. Me and my friends here, we take God beg you. Something beautiful is about to happen to you. Stop begging the guy. Focus on yourself and you're going to do beautiful. Like you said something, what are you teaching your kids? If they are girls, what are you telling them? That you have performative ways are the only way you get
they
love.
Should always be groveling for the love of men. And I think another thing we need to stress on is the fact that women need to come to the realization that we do not have expiry dates.
No.
We do not have expiry dates, regardless of your age, whether you have kids or not. Every woman is deserving of love. And as I said, if you put that value on yourself, you are always going to get a man who would see that value and appreciate it.
Yeah.
Because at 32, why would you think your life is over and be wondering that you won't get a man to marry you?
Sweetheart.
Because you are 32 with two kids.
I bet there's some guy who has seen you at work or didn't you do a presentation at the guy? They feel just they want the right time. Then, honey, what are you teaching your son? That the man should treat you that way. What are you teaching your daughter? No, don't do that. Don't do that to yourself. You don't deserve that. You deserve better than you're giving yourself. Shed, I appreciate you.
Sure.
Jazzy, thank you so much for being here. Mami Aja.
Ma.
Kilo day. You owe me lunch. Let's go in first.
Ma.
Why are you being like Nathaniel?
Oh, shit, you are my ma.
Akini. Yes, my love.
Honestly, This lady must really work on herself. Like, it's very, very important.
Oh, that one is
all
true.
The ladies out there. And Cyril, today's a birthday, Cyril. I love you, Cyril. I love you, Cyril. February, I love you, Cyril. Cyril, I love you so much.
Who is Cyril?
Cyril. Nyamini.
Hey, today you are throwing love about.
Yeah, you are just throwing this everywhere.
Cyril is a birthday, and today is a very best girlfriend's too birthday. I don't know why today the birthdays are too much.
They're obvious people, they're playing to you.
Rich, today is a birthday. Happy birthday, girl, and enjoy your day, Rachel. Enjoy your birthday. Yeah.
Shed, when my birthday comes and you don't bring me birthday present, and you don't give me anything nice, me and you will fight.
Oh, are you for real?
Thank you guys so much for joining us on the show. My name is Ajile Doku. Thank you so much for joining us on the afternoon ride. Still got great music coming up for you. Big shouts to Shed, to Jasmine, to Mamia Joakuta.